I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. For more than a decade, therapy dogs have volunteered in various medical settings at MUSC to provide comfort and support to patients. The pet therapy program was put on pause the past 7 months due to the pandemic, but now therapy dogs are being phased back into the hospital setting. To talk about pet therapy for pediatric and adult patients is Kathy Bennett. She's the pet therapy coordinator at MUSC. Kathy, prior to the pandemic, how many pet therapy dogs were involved in the pet therapy program?
When we stopped in March, there were 102 teams in the program. 90 were active and 12 had just come out of training. And at that time, the therapy dogs were on and off campus servicing more than 10 MUSC facilities and volunteering in about 24 different areas throughout the Lowcountry.
And how are therapy dogs being phased back in now after the COVID pause?
Slowly and cautiously. I'm working with the veterinarians from the MUSC University Animal Laboratory Science Department. Together, we've established this three-phase reentry plan, and that is heavily relied upon updated information from both the American Veterinarian Medical Association and also the CDC. So our phases are predicated on COVID trends, and we are currently in phase two, which has slightly increased the number of inpatient visits, and it also now allows the care team members to engage with the dogs following the social distancing guidelines that we have here at the hospital.
What impact do these pets have upon the children and adults that they interact with?
The therapeutic benefits and comfort that these dogs provide for the patients, it's boundless. The impact is magnified since this pandemic occurred, especially since inpatient visitation is so limited.
Any interesting interactions recently that you can tell us about?
Oh my goodness. Last month, during Nurses Appreciation Week, we hosted a speed dating event outside on the portico. Nurses came in droves and they had 60 seconds to hand sanitize and then cuddle up with about 19 different therapy dogs. It was just the best time ever. I had a monitor with a whistle and a bullhorn to alert the nurses that their dating minute was over. And, you know, at the end of the day, I wasn't sure who had the better time, the human who was finally able to touch the therapy dogs or the dog who for 7 months missed all the attention. It was a huge success.
What are the characteristics or the qualities that therapy dogs need to be successful at their jobs?
The ideal therapy dog should be extremely social, especially with strangers. They need to be disciplined and obedient. There's no breed restrictions in the state of South Carolina, so I observe any and all breeds. I have what I like to call a menagerie. There's Bear, a 120-pound Bernese Mountain Dog, and Tribble, who is a Meeky. Tribble is so tiny that she rides in a stroller.
Kathy, what's happening with this pet therapy program in the coming months?
First quarter of 2021, January 4th, we will be accepting applications for new therapy dog teams. So please take a look at our website, MUSC Volunteer Services. And if you are interested, reach out via email or phone.
Kathy, thanks for providing information about the pet therapy program at MUSC.
Bobby, thank you.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.